Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah Nun Dalet, Avodah Zarah 54b, pagination is 108. We'll start at the Mishnah towards the middle of the page. Shalu as hazikenim biromi. They asked the elders in Rome. Apparently, the people of Rome had dialogue with the elders of the Jewish people, and they asked the following question. Im ein ritzona ba'avodas kochavim, if Hashem really doesn't want avodas kochavim, idol worship, lama eino mevatla, why doesn't He destroy it? If Hashem is all-powerful, and Rome was a place where idol worship was a big orientation, why doesn't Hashem destroy it? Amru lohen, so the elders responded, if they were worshipping something that the world doesn't really need, so Hashem could just destroy it, He would destroy it. But they're worshipping the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, because of some fools, Hashem should destroy the world that He created. Hashem created a beautiful world, so some people want to do the wrong thing. That's not going to change Hashem's desire for the world He created meticulously, precision. He should destroy it because of them. Amru lahen, so they said, follow-up question. Im kein yovad dover she'ein tzarech la'olam bo. If so, so I accept that Hashem's not going to destroy the essential things of His world. But the things that He doesn't need in His world, there's an idol made of stone or wood, why doesn't Hashem destroy them? Fine, He'll leave the things that the world needs, but destroy the other things. Amru lahen, so they said back, Afanu machzikim yidei ovdeyen shel elu. If Hashem would do that, He would take away Bechira, free choice. It would be so weighted in favor of this idol worship, because the people who worship the idols that survive are going to say, She'omrim, Teidu Shehein Elohus Sharehein Lobitlu. Look, these are indeed gods. Hashem didn't destroy them. And therefore, Hashem leaves it as Bechira, free choice. People want to be foolish, they can be foolish. That's free choice. This concept that there's a question, a philosophical question, why Hashem doesn't fix things, and the response on some level is that Hashem leaves it to Bechira, that He left nature the way it is, and He leaves people to make free choices, is a theme that's recurring in different examples. Our Gemara, five lines down, at the end of the line, Harisha Gaza Sa'ah Shalchitim. If a person stole a measure of wheat kernels, V'halach V'zara Bekarka, and he planted them in the ground, Dinhu Shalot Titzmach. The logic would indicate that it shouldn't sprout because it's stolen. And why would Hashem want the thief to gain from his theft? It's just, it's so crazy that it shouldn't grow. Ela olam kimin haga noheg. Hashem made it that the world runs the way He told it to run. Vishotim shakilkulu asidim liten esadin. And the fools who did wrong are going to have to give judgment on their behavior, but Hashem doesn't intervene and zap them with lightning or make it that the grain doesn't grow. Similarly, Hareshe Baal Eshes Chaveru, if a person had illicit relations with a woman, and it's going to produce a mamzer, for example, Rachmana Litzlan, Dinu Shalot Tisaver, the logic should be that the woman shouldn't conceive. Ela olam kimin hago noeg, the world runs the way Hashem told it to run. V'shotim shokokulu asidim liten esadin. and the fools who did wrong are going to have to give judgment on their behavior. This is also in a more positive, proactive sense. The question was posed to Rabbi Akiva in the beginning of Maseches Baba Basra. If Hashem loves Aniyim, why doesn't He support them? And Rabbi Akiva answered, so that we should gain merit. It's up to us to do the right thing. And we see really a contrast of cultures where the people doing wrong and trying to bring proof to permit their wrongdoing are really people that are shirking responsibility. They want to blame it on Hashem, so to speak. If Hashem loves poor people, let Him take care of them. And that's not correct. That's why Hashem put you in the world, gave you resources, so that you should do the right thing. If Hashem doesn't like theft, so let Him stop the theft. Hashem gave you a mission in this world. It's called law and order. He told people to choose correctly, make good choices, be honorable, be honest, etc. And that is a recurring theme throughout these philosophical questions. Are the people, is humanity, going to take responsibility for their actions? Or are they going to say, if Hashem is indeed in charge, why doesn't He do it Himself? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.